looking for a handout. He's ready for the next round. Ain't going down easy, no way, 'cause he sees his best.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And that music that you just heard is from a group that, well, that used to be called something else, but we want to welcome them back. It's Humphrey and McCowan, and that's from the CD Tapestry of Shadows. And but you guys have changed your name.
Yes,
we did.
This is. Let me just say hello to Tom McCowan. Hi, Tom, how are you?
Great.
Heather Humphrey.
Hey,
Heather,
there.
And Tony Meadows. Tony, how are you?
Great. Thanks.
Good. Thank you guys for coming down. We got the new digs. Here's your first time
I
in
love
the new.
It.
Yeah,
it's great.
And I love the swivel chair. I was like spinning in there. I didn't think it was a good idea to spin at 1 o'clock in the morning, but
yeah,
it was really great.
That's the best time to spin. No,
really?
That's the PP. That's the PPG Paints green room you guys
were
in.
Oh, it's fantastic.
PPG Paints green room. Yeah.
Yep.
So. But welcome back. You guys have been on the show a couple of times before. We always like having you guys come in. And we've been talking about this new Americana songwriter revival now for about a month. We had Noah Gabriel in, who I love.
It's fantastic.
And just this last week, the Diving Bell were in here live, and they're great. And then you guys are playing as Shadowfields. You guys have now changed the name
to
Shadowfields. Can we talk, first of all, how that happened?
Well, it was really hard for people to pronounce Humphrey. And so we thought Humphrey McCowan was too difficult for people, and so we decided to change the name. We'd been thinking about it for a few years, but we kind of held off and held off. We put out our last album as Humphrey McCowan, and then, you know, almost immediately after we put it out, we were like, maybe we should have changed the name.
Mm.
Just because Humphrey McCowan could be a law firm. Nobody really knows. So
Right. So where did the name Shadowfields come from? I mean, I read a little bit of the explanation in the info I got here, but I'd rather have you guys tell the story.
I don't know what kind of info you have there. I don't know. Maybe it's a huge lie over there. But I would have to say that it was a mixture of just trial and error on specific names. But we really love the Tapestry of Shadows album that we just released, our number 5 album. And we love the idea of kind of the shadow pieces. And you know, there are songs that are really deep, and Tom writes a lot of the kind of, I'm going to call them, well, I don't know, they're oppressive, I don't know, what do we call them?
Melancholy.
That's a good name. And so that's the shadows part of it. And then there is this this always hopeful Heather side of the writing, which is the kind of the open fields, the green fields, and you know, sometime I'll tell you the real boring story about how it all came about. But, you know, it seemed to fit the idea of, you know, the kind of music that we write, and also that idea of still being in the open plains and you know, hearing banjos out in the front porch and, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Well, it's a nice name.
Yeah, thanks.
I gotta say it. It's a very, very evocative. And it's
Well, that's what we were hoping for. That something might come through as a... you know, more, I don't know, you can get some imagery on the name.
Yeah, certainly. That's the case for sure. Okay, well, Heather, I understand that you're one of the people who were responsible for putting this revival together. Tell me about where that came from. It's the new Americana Songwriter Revival. We've been talking about it, like I said. It's this Friday at Pheasant Run, which is such a great place.
Yeah.
Tell me about how that came together.
Well, Tom and I were on a search of trying to figure out exactly how we could get Americana music more in the mainstream in Chicago. And, you know, wherever we're put on a bill, I swear we've got like, I don't know, is it a punk band in front of us and, you know, a death metal after. And we somehow don't fit quite in the middle of that. And so, and a lot of original music artists are kind of, I don't know, in the underground somewhere, you know, throughout the city. And so I was on the search for them. And in the middle of releasing our new album and then our new name, Joey DeMarco contacted me and said, hey, you know, if you ever need a place, you know, just let me know about, you know, where you'd like to play or whatever. And he said he had the Pheasant Run coming up. And I go, I'm going to put something together. Mm-hmm. And so I went on a search for other bands. And Tom and I went out to visit a couple of them and hear them. We really wanted to have people that were heart and soul in what they do. And if you listen to Noah, I think you hear it. You know, he's got passion
Absolutely.
For what he does and his yeah. songwriting. And the Diving Bell, incredibly deep in what they're writing.
Lovely harmonies,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And so we were on the search for something different. And it took me about 5 months to try to find groups that we thought that we might fit with. And some of it was a sales job to Tom too, because he's real picky, you know, which is good. And we didn't want to be on a bill again that had, you know, punk rock or, you know.
Sure.
And it's not bad. Punk rock's not bad at all. It's just that it doesn't resonate with Americana.
Well, when I think punk rock, I typically think mandolin. That's
the first instrument that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, banjo and mandolin are that's what I think of. Yeah,
and I think that's the same thing. You know, thinking about the different kinds of instruments that we're all playing. You know, Diving Bell is the gamut, and you kind of talk to Steve Hendershot, and he has the same background as Tom. You know, he doesn't read music, but plays all kinds of stuff, right? Yeah. And so there's a little bit of stubbornness to Americana that I think comes out in all three bands too. So we are playing at Pheasant Run on this Friday at 8 p.m. And we're very, very excited. And when you get together with a band, to be honest with you, I've kind of fallen in love with both of the bands. They're just exactly who I want to hang with.
Yeah.
So sense.
They've been on my show multiple times. All of you guys. The entire lineup for Friday night has been on my show more than once.
Yeah.
And I love having all three of the artists on the show. I think you guys are all terrific. And I'm looking forward to hearing some music live. So first of all, we've talked in the past about how this whole thing came together and how you guys met. I'd love to hear that story again, because you guys haven't been here for about, like a year and a half, 2 years, something like that?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So, how did you guys get together?
I met Heather, I guess, probably about 13, 14 years ago. And we were with a group of friends, and it was a new set of friends for me. And I just kind of mentioned to everybody, I said, I'd like to get back into songwriting. I'd done that for forever because I was a progressive art rock kind of thing, you know, kind of Kansas ELP thing.
We've talked about the prog rock.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about more prog rock in a little bit.
Okay.
And so I
mentioned that to everybody, and I got the blank stares. I looked like a kind of an idiot, you know. Nobody said a word. I was like, hey, anybody want to write some songs with me? Just like that.
Just like
dead
that.
Air.
Yeah.
And but about a week later, Heather came up to me and said,
I think I might like to write some songs.
And that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then you guys started out writing songs for other artists.
Yes.
Other people. And you did that for a while, right?
About 5 years we wrote for publishers, and kept thinking that this is the song that is going to make us famous, you know, and we will not have to work day jobs anymore. And then we finally gave up on that one.
Mm-hmm. And then decided to start writing songs for yourselves and performing them yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then how did you recruit Tony over here?
Tony was, we were in need of a bass player, somebody that was really gifted and could play upright and five string bass. And our drummer said, you know, I know a guy that plays bass. I had him in a band with me once before. And then Jim, our drummer, his wife, Carol, mentioned, she said, he'll never play with you guys. He's way too nice.
He's too nice.
And he's for you guys.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. When we go on trips and tours, Tony, you know, Tony will, like, if you want someone to make coffee, if you want someone to, you know, help out, he's a gentle soul and just an incredible servant on the trip. So,
Tony, do you like being described that way?
It's flattering. it's flattering, but you know.
But he is the nicest guy.
You know,
really,
when you're,
totally.
You're in a
Peg
band,
Metters, you're.
Yeah, my wife is.
Yeah, she's.
You know, she's something else.
She's got something there.
So when you're part of a band, you're a partner in the effort. So that's how I look
it's
at
family.
It. I want to. You know, we're families. We're like brothers and sisters.
That's a good way
there.
To look at it. It's a good way to look
so
at it.
So we're all together.
All right, hang on, guys. We're going to talk more. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, we'll hear some live music, too, from Shadowfields right here. You can check out shadowfields.com. They're playing this Friday as part of the new Americana Songwriter Revival at Pheasant Run. And we'll take a break for the news, which is next. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here, 18 stories above downtown Chicago, and that is music from a band called Shadowfields. They were performing as part of the New Americana Songwriter Revival this Friday night, the 16th, at Pheasant Run at 8 o'clock. Check out shadowfields.com. We have a link on our Facebook page as well. Tom McCowan, Heather Humphrey, and Tony Meadows from the band are in studio with me. Welcome back,
Thanks, everybody.
All right. So listen, let's a little background on all three of you, and then we want to hear a song. So Tom, how did you start with music?
I went dumpster diving when I was in grade school. For some reason, the grade school was throwing out all their instruments. And so when I saw all these instruments sitting in a garbage can, was a big dumpster. I jumped in there and I stole like tubas, trombones, snare drums. And I just always gravitated towards noise. And I could make some interesting noises with a tuba at that time. And and so I got into that. And at 10, I got a guitar. And my parents were pretty unhappy about that, I think.
Were they? Now, how big a family?
There's five kids, and I'm the middle.
And was everybody into music?
No, not really.
No?
Everybody else played the radio, and I played the instruments.
You played the instruments, they played the radio.
Yeah, my sister's, my older sister took piano for a while, but that was it.
Okay. And we mentioned, you mentioned prog rock. When did you get into prog rock? How did that happen?
Well, for me, it was a natural evolution because I played like, you know, Aerosmith and Zeppelin and stuff like that throughout high school, playing clubs and stuff around the town. And after a while of playing that, it was kind of, well, this isn't very challenging anymore. So what else could I do? And I started listening to things like Kansas, and then I started playing keyboards, and I started listening to like Genesis and Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and stuff from Yes. And so I just kind of gravitated towards more interesting songwriting and a little bit more difficult parts to play.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Aurora.
And
the legendary birthplace of Wayne.
Wayne and Garth, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aurora, Illinois. So, you know, to move on to, you know, to have like prog rock in your background there, it's kind of interesting that that you've moved on to play this kind of music, because this is about as far removed from prog rock as you can get.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I try to sneak little pieces of prog in there anyway. It not with any fancy fingering kind of things, but more in the harmony and the arrangements and maybe the chord structures, where we try not to do things that were, you know, 1-4-5 as far as chord changes, where it's pretty predictable and boring. We try to do something
mix
a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Heather, what about you? When did you get into music? How'd that happen for you?
Well, I think it was a really shaky start. I think Steve Hendershot talked about this from the Diving Bell. My parents had a piano in the living room, and all of the four children were to play piano. And so my parents brought in an instructor, and I think I kind of, just like I did in the green room here, spinning in the chair, I think I was spinning on, you know, on the piano bench and didn't give it really much time and energy. And about a year into all the frustration, they decided to cut me off from any of the piano funds. And then from there, I think the next foray into it was flute in fourth grade. That's when they started you on flute in upstate New York. And from there, I went, I played in the band for 6 years. And then I fell in love with musical theater. So I got involved in all kinds of musical theater growing up in high school. And I memorized every song from My Fair Lady, Sound of Music, Carousel, you know, anything. Rodgers and Hammerstein were my favorite. So fell in love with melody. And there's a story that my mom tells where the piano tuner came to our house, and he was trying to tune the piano. Unfortunately, I was running around the house over and over singing the same melody to something that I had made up. And he came up to my mom and said, "I'm sorry, I'm going to have to come back later." And she says, "Why?" He Well, because all I can hear is your daughter's, that melody that she's singing as I'm tuning the piano, and I can't tune your piano.
So well, you I think really I was hated a mellow, that piano, didn't you?
Yeah. It goes deep, I think.
It
beat me, I think. You know, in life you have these things which are always, you know, confronting you. And I think, and it's funny though, I'm playing the piano in the band now. So,
oh, there you go. Yeah. Playing the piano in the band. Yeah. But musical theater was your big thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the love of melody. I probably should have been a jingle writer, you know, when jingles were, maybe they still are big. I don't know. Are they big? Jingle writer?
Yeah,
I don't know. I know.
Kinda, you know.
Yeah.
Every once in a not
remember,
as much as they used to be.
Empire Carpets, that
oh,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Five. We won't go into that.
But yeah, I mean, I think the melody is I think what sweeps you up in a song. And so I'm captivated by melody, and I really enjoy that part of taking whatever Tom creates on the harmonic level and the chords and trying to find something that sweeps above it, which really draws the listener in.
All right, yeah. Tony, how did you start playing music?
Well, Nick, as a youngster, I started playing classical piano, and I played that for, felt like a lot of years. I enjoyed it, and my teacher got to the point, she says, well, I can't tell whether he's practiced or not, so I'm going to stop giving him lessons. But from there, going into high school, then I had a few brief stints at some other musical instruments, violin, bassoon. But then, you know, in high school, everyone wanted to play guitar. So I got a guitar, and then I had a friend who was way better than me. And he said, why don't you play bass? So I started playing bass, and I never looked back, you know, so big influences, you know, the late 70s rock, soul, classic soul, then, you know, move into the late 70s. You had the funk, you know, 80s rock. And I really listened to all kinds of music. I don't think any doors are closed, you know, in my mind. Mm-hmm. So certainly I came to this band and enjoyed every minute of it. So played electric bass for a lot of years. And then about 20 years ago, I got the string bass, the acoustic bass fiddle, and started playing that. And I'm attacking that with equal passion. So
And the stand-up bass, is that your favorite?
You know, it's really starting to become my favorite. It's just a challenge. And then the sound is addictive, and it's fun to play with Tom and Heather and bring the acoustic feel to their music.
All right, well, let's hear a song. What song are we going to hear?
I think we'll play a song called Morning is Broken, since that's kind of fitting because morning is kind of just breaking.
True. Very, very true. All right, well, let's hear it. This is Shadowfields. You can see them on Friday night as part of the New Americana Songwriter Revival at Pheasant Run. So whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Last night I saw that look in your eyes. All your resentment was hard to disguise.
I laid awake wondering what went wrong. Price, but tell me for how long? How long? Morning's broken, can we still mend it? Morning is broken, can we still make us fit? 'Cause I don't feel I belong here, but I need you alone. Morning is broken for me. Ooh. We sit in silence when a sweet word could heal. I can't make you think, and I can't make you feel. Can you see? Morning is broken.
can we still mend it? Morning is broken, can we still make us fit? 'Cause I don't feel I belong here, but I need you alone. Morning is broken for me. Tears, would they touch you now?
If I had words, would they change things somehow?
I look out the window, same one every day.
I know you wanna leave, but I'm asking you to stay. 'Cause I won't give up.
I won't give up.
I won't give up.
Very good. Really, really nice. Really, really
nice.
Thank you. All right. That's Shadow Fields, everybody. And they're going to be playing this Friday at the Pheasant Run as part of the New Americana Songwriter Revival. Go to shadowfields.com, or you can check out our Facebook page for more information. We'll take a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more, and we're going to hear another song, too, live in studio here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio on a Tuesday morning. Two for Tuesday, by the way. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We are going to pay tribute to the great Stan Lee, who passed away yesterday. So we want to hear from you guys about your favorite comic book movies and favorite comics and what he meant to you. So that's all coming up. That music that you just heard is from Shadow Fields. They'll be performing this Friday, November 16th at Pheasant Run as part of the New Americana Songwriter Revival, along with Noah Gabriel and the Diving Bell. It's Heather, Tom, and Tony who are live in studio with us. Welcome back, everybody. All right. So, do you guys do you enjoy the process of actually recording a record? Is that something that you guys love doing?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Heather and I have a great time writing the songs, and the process of recording it can sometimes become wearisome. Mm-hmm. If it takes a long time, because when you write it, you have it in your mind, or at least I have it in my mind, of what it sounds like when it's already done. But then it's a matter of getting four other people to come in and do their thing, and it all comes together.
Yeah,
but it takes a long time.
Yeah, it's a long process, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
But that songwriting piece, though, that's a huge analytical high. It is probably the funnest thing that I probably ever do in life.
Is the songwriting,
other than being a mother,
the writing part
and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear another song. Okay. What are we gonna hear now?
This is a song off our latest album, and this is called Your Secret Safe.
Okay. And this is called Your Secret Safe, and this is Shadow Fields. Shadow Fields is playing on Friday at Pheasant Run as part of the New Americana Songwriter Revival. Okay, whenever you guys are ready.
Tears, so no one can say you're not brave. I know you're scared of the dark, but you walk the same path every day. I know you long for relief, the battles don't seem to end. Your best friend, but you'll never raise the white flag again. Take heart, your secret safe with me. You smile, but I'll know what is real. Don't hide your secret safe with me. Hiding away, 'cause you never know who is safe. I know you're feeling alone, but I'm here with you today. Take heart, your secret safe with me. You smile, but I'll know what is real. Don't hide your secret safe with me.
You guys, just great, really, really great stuff.
Thanks
really
so
great
much.
Thank yeah you so much.
That's Shadowfields, everybody, and they're playing this Friday as part of the New Americana Songwriter Revival. Shadowfields.com, and they're at Pheasant Run, and you should definitely check it out. Okay, before we let you go, and I ask these questions, I have two same questions that I ask, and I asked you guys the last time. What's the first album that you ever bought? Let's start with you, Tom. First album.
Yeah. Inagata de Vida. Iron Butterfly.
Go. Okay. Heather?
Okay, I'm going to lie. okay?
No, don't let her lie.
No,
she's gonna
going
lie.
To. No.
She was embarrassed
okay.
last time, right. so now no. she wants to lie.
Yeah. No. Okay, so I'm going to. Okay, but that's just how it's going to be. Okay, the mamas and the papas, if you can believe your eyes and ears.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay, Tony?
Jimi Hendrix, Band of Gypsies, live at the Fillmore East.
Oh, that's a great record. Nice one. Okay, and then first concert. Tom, first concert.
Cheap Trick, I think it was 77, Alpine Valley.
That's a great way to start, man. That's one of my favorite bands of all time. Heather, what about you?
Annie.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right.
All right. Tony?
The Guess Who, Eric Crown, back in the day.
Wow, The Guess Who.
Wow.
Very cool.
Burt Cummings, what a great
Bert
singer.
Cummings, yeah. Incredible voice, yeah. So, all right, guys, it was so much fun having you down. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Dan, too, for walking us all over the city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty awesome.
Hopefully Dan will help us get back out of the building because we'll never find our way.
No, he'll help you. You know, we've been here since June. I still don't know where the hell I'm going. So thank you guys for coming down again.
Thank you, Nick. Our pleasure.
That's Shadow Fields, and they will be at the Pheasant Run on November 16th. That's this Friday, as part of the New Americana Songwriter Revival. And we've got links on our Facebook page. Hey, coming up is the Stories That Matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio, and that's coming up next.